Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there and welcome to Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, share our feelings, and then make those characters fight for our amusement and yours. I'm your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. With me, as always, is Ken Knapsack.
Happy to be here, sir. Happy to get fighting with some of our favorite or more unknown characters that we're learning all about.
Sometimes ones we don't even know. Sometimes that ones that are close to our hearts. There's always fun. There's always violence. What are you going to do? It's called brawl, right? And we had a good brawl last week for Thanksgiving that had nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
Not
That's nice. And this will have nothing to do with Christmas at all or New Year's. It's just data banking. We always like to tell you that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/4center. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. This week, we are going to recommend Bloodline because I forgot to change it from last week, and it's still a good book. It didn't change. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/4center. Again, that's audibletrial.com/4center for your free audiobook. All right. Are you ready to get into this?
I am ready and willing and able to kill some Star Wars characters.
Excellent. And there could be some deaths. Yeah, this might be a death week. We'll see. We have been bouncing around a little bit because we still have a wealth of weirdos from Last Jedi, from the Resistance, more every week, and, of course, from Solo. So that is the area we're playing in today, is Solo. I had to. I was shocked. I was shocked. Yep. I thought we already did this character.
No,
I don't think I did.
Okay.
I searched the words document. I didn't find it.
Right.
Our first combatant is a range trooper.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here is what the databank has to say. It takes an exceptional soldier to become a range trooper. These proud troops are assigned to Imperial frontier worlds where they rely on their training, toughness, and specialized equipment to expand Imperial rule. Their gear includes heavy-duty magnetic boots and fur-lined camas. Range troopers guard the Empire's Convex train on Vandor.
Okay.
So that's pretty just informative.
Yeah.
Are you feeling like we did the range trooper? Is that what your face is about? Or are you just processing?
Yeah, no. I trust you to look at your records. It's we've talked about the range trooper so much.
We like the range trooper
and I
so
love
much.
The range trooper. That's why it's a feeling of deja vu. But no, yeah. I trust the records there. No, absolutely. Yeah, and I've got no stats.
Oh, okay.
Not a lot.
On Wikipedia, there's nothing, huh?
They always list members, and I guess this would be from the novel? No, well, there's some stuff. There's a little, there's some little different things. Captain Denwade Banavans?
What?
Is like the leader of the team. I don't recall that in the solo novel by Merle Lafferty, so...
Is that in the visual dictionary? Because there's still a lot of characters that are mentioned in that have not made their way to any other canon.
Appearances include Star Wars Battlefront 2, mentioned only, Solo Star Wars Story, first appearance, the Solo Star Wars Story's expanded edition, and Solo A Star Wars Story Train Heist. So I'm clicking on that.
There we go.
That might be the answer. It is a canon young reader's book.
There we go.
Wow. That's why you have to read everything.
You got to read those kids' books because you never know when some important canon is going to drop.
Oh, it's also possible. I don't got this issue yet in the comic adaptation.
Oh, interesting.
So one of those two. I'll have an answer soon on that.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So you want to give us a nice juicy visual description of those range troopers?
Oh, let me give you this visual. It's so beautiful. Take the tank trooper helmet from Rogue One, paint it all white, put it on a head. Take the classic kind of Star Wars stormtrooper breastplate armor. But, you know, the Dengar one really stands out here. It's all white, but you kind of you get more Dengar vibes and stormtrooper vibes or snowtrooper vibes. And then you have like a really cool duster with some furry Jon Snow shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Goes down thigh level. Typical kind of stormtrooper kind of, jumper underneath. A lot of straps. And then a good, like, almost first order looking stormtrooper blaster. It's not like more of a classic E-11. It's its own kind of, it's an E-10R blaster rifle, but they're all white. So they look kind
white.
Of like what's going on with the first order. And then, the topper on this cake, the Magno boots,
the Gryption boots.
Yeah, they're actually called, I'm calling them Magno boots. I'm incorrect. They're Gryption boots. Gryption boots, magnet boots, whatever you want to call them. Big, lunky, transformer-like feet. Love this. Love this
character. Did you have moon boots in the 80s? Do you remember the brief fad of moon boots?
I did not own them, but I'm very familiar with them.
Big, clunky boots that were fashionable for some reason with children for like 3 months. but these look like if moon boots could turn into transformers. That's what the Gryption boots look like.
I didn't have moon boots. It did have like a little suit jacket rolled up that was like neon blue. All
right. You are ready to woo the ladies in 84. That's a good description. Your excitement is palpable.
Love it.
I think what I really respond to is not only are there these troopers that like make sense in an environment, we know we're getting lots of that, different troopers being specialized in different locations. The range trooper just fits, right? With it makes sense in the environment, and then it looks so cool to have this combination of the armor we know so well and the big fur lining.
It's just imposing. It's cool.
Yeah, as somebody who grew up in a place that gets very cold, I would happily wear this.
Right.
Just to go to Target.
Or Target Field. Yes. That's part of the appeal. Just it's a Star Warsy design.
Yeah. Now, were you happy with their appearance in Solo? Did they do enough? Did you want them to be cooler, better, different, more?
Love the train heist sequence, but there's part of me that was hoping for a little bit more.
Yeah.
You're not going to get much more with it. You know.
Yeah.
It's not Endor. It's not a biker scum. I think we even got even a little bit more with the shore troopers in action. But I just like that they're there.
Yeah, yeah, they're so cool looking, yeah. And I covet my 3¾-inch action figure. So Range Trooper, we'll decide what this specific one's named. I don't know if it will be Captain Consonant Vowels.
Denwade Bainovans.
Denwade Bainovans, probably not. He clearly has his own epic story. That might be told in a children's book.
Yeah.
We don't know. So we will find out about that. Any other thoughts on the Range Trooper before we move on to the Range Trooper's combatant?
No, I did click on Denwade Bainovans just for some. He is 1.8 meters, which is about 5'11", 6 feet. So we know, unlike, say, the Death Troopers, it's not like a big height requirement.
Okay. And when you're on his individual page, can you see where he's from?
I was just going to do that. Then I just had my... That's great. Google just shut down. just flashed something weird on the screen, and now luckily it's restoring it. Okay, here we go. Live to tape. His appearances... there's a lot more with him. He is in... The junior novel and the comic, it looks like.
Okay, all right.
And the novel. I don't trust a lot of what I'm reading right now. But we know this character exists. All right,
back to the wilds of Wikipedia, I guess, where we have to second guess. Read up more about this character.
I got an answer. Because it's not listed in the appearances. It is in the a Star Wars Story, the official guide by Pablo Hidalgo.
It is the visual. Yes. It's the official guide, not the visual dictionary.
Yeah, okay, the official guide. Okay, it would have been a lot better if that was just in the appearances.
Yes. All right. There we go.
Hey, we got the answer we wanted.
We solved the answer, and that's the end of our episode.
Bye-bye.
Where did Dibber-Dabru come from? Now we know. But a Range Trooper is going to fight, and the combatant that will face the Range Trooper is, I think, a little bit of a fan favorite, actually, is WG-22. Here is what the Datamake has to say. Inside Fort Ipso on Vandor, Gladiator droid WG-22 is part of a band of modified droids made to battle to the point of destruction in Rala Keeley's droid fighting pits. The droid's mechanical limbs can puncture metal with a devastating might powered by electricity produced in his interior power cells. But when a fight is interrupted by the plaintive protests of another droid, L337, her cries for droids' rights end up costing WG-22 dearly. WG-22 popping up for you there?
It sometimes takes... No, it's not.
What?
But sometimes... Let me back out live to tape. This actually, I'd love to solve some... create some questions for us here. Say it again.
W G. Not D, just WG.
WG. I don't know why I put it because of droid. Dash.
22.
Okay, we're going to the front page. Doesn't show up.
Doesn't show up on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
What I mean, insanity is this?
This is fascinating. Breaking news.
Awooga. Sound the alarms.
I'm trying to find if there's some kind of other name.
He's there on Star Wars. He's on the databank, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, you pull it from there. WG-22
seems to be the name of various organizations that have to do with aviation and dentistry. there's a lot going on under WG-22, so maybe there's some meaning. But yeah, the first thing that comes up for me is a flight from Toronto to Fort Lauderdale under WG-22. So yeah. I'm sure that will be important in
this
our storytelling.
Is great.
Yeah, welcome to Ken and Joseph Google crap. it's on WG-22 is on the Star Wars Wiki, which is
Different.
Different than Wikipedia, isn't it?
Right.
Because this is the one made by fandom.
Yes. Yeah, Wikipedia is run by fandom now. Okay. Wow. Could this be
This is so bizarre.
I mean, this doesn't change the fight.
No, it doesn't. Because
I know
in
what droid
way.
You're talking about.
Yeah, and we can rely on the databank. It is called Databank Brawl, but yeah. I'm so used to when I click on WG22 on the Fandom Wiki site, the language is it's not in English.
It's not in English, right.
I think it might be German, maybe?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
We could try to read it. WG22 was in Power Droid Die in 10. I'm not even going to do it. I'm going to stop that right now. I don't know how to pronounce those words.
Interesting. All right. All right.
All right. There you go.
I love it.
Everything was. How tall is he?
We don't know.
We don't know. Power Droid height.
Yeah. Power Droid, Gonk Droid, classic Gonk Droid height.
So gonk height.
I've got the Gonk height. I got the data bank up just to get a good visual. Kind of a, yeah, so take a classic Gonk Droid, a Power Droid, and paint it green, a little stripe on it, and like a little red, not, I'm going to say helmet, but like a little weird red piece on the top, and my favorite part, which is the buzzsaw hand.
Yeah.
And the weapon on the other side.
Oh, yeah, it looks like some kind of axe, maybe? Maybe a vibro axe, and it, yeah. And I know, I think people just responded to the classic image of the Gonk Droid.
Yes.
Just kit it out for killing.
Right.
How did you feel about WG-22?
So I like the whole Fort Ipso thing. I love everything about it, including how it was shot, natural light, all this kind of thing. Made it look so beautiful and lived in, and that whole sequence, because, you know, then you get Clint Howard as Rala Keeley, and we were all looking forward to that appearance, and we get it. It worked out. And there's something there's something brutal because we grew to, you know, we love it. Even without L3 telling us to consider a different view on what the droids are,
yeah.
We all grow up loving droids, and to see them fighting to the death, it's this weird kind of like, oh, cool. Oh, no.
Yeah.
This isn't BattleBots. I do like the entire sequence and WG-22. I think Solo did a good job having fun with droids as well.
Yeah, and giving them lots of personality. And and Gonk Droid is a battery with legs that says Gonk, and yet found new ways to make that basic design pretty emotive, right?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I am a big fan. I like batteries with weapon limbs. Mm-hmm. That's what you get in Star Wars. I don't think I have much to add. The visual is great. Great character. great image that will become a character that lives in our hearts. I would love a WG-22 action figure.
So.
You have any final thoughts?
No, other than I'm even doing one final like type on Wikipedia because it's so weird to me that it's not there, but it's not showing up.
Yeah, so, I don't know. We might be slipping into another dimension. We might have been in the original Berenstain Bears spelling dimension now or something. I don't know, but
it's weird.
We're going to continue. Right, as Ken has said seven times, we're live to tape. We don't edit these.
Live to tape. We don't edit. You get the full feel of what we're doing here.
That's right. Yeah. So what we're going to do now is we are going to fight.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yes. As always, we like to decide where and when this fight happens. Now, it could happen before the events of Solo, or, you know, I know the official databank says that his WG-22 was very, very grievously injured, right?
I mean, yeah.
It cost him dearly, the distraction. And as I recall that scene in the film, something very violent and painful happens. But, you know, droids can be rebuilt.
Yes. I like that this would be still on Vandor.
Mm-hmm.
Good setting. And maybe even possibly Fort Ipso or around the area, WG-22 has been rebuilt, which allows for the potential of other weaponry.
Oh, yeah.
And that the range troopers pretty upset that a train's been heisted.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sweeping the planet of Vandor to get some answers.
I love this. I love this. I think there is one really cocky range trooper.
Right.
Who says, I'm going to go check out the area near Fort Ipso. I know you've had a team already go through Fort Ipso itself, right. But what if there's something nearby? Right. Really, these range troopers, they're elite, right?
Right.
And they're very proud. Says that right in the database entry. So yes. What do you think this proud range trooper's name is?
He is Sergeant Tomith Firestrike.
All right. Tomith Firestrike.
Yeah.
Absolutely a real name. Mm-hmm. Or is it a fun mystery?
Yeah.
Tomith Firestrike just introduces himself that way, so we shall see. And he is he's in the snow, right? He's right in the snow. He's got those Kryptian boots.
Yeah.
Just powering up and down out of the snow. And he is immediately rewarded his suspicion when he sees the glint of something out there in the snow.
Mm. Approaching around Fort Ipso.
Ipso's like okay. In the distance, and is I think the range trooper pulls out some macro binoculars and
sees
footsteps, right?
Little footsteps,
yeah,
and then
very close together,
very close. He's like, and he thinks that Tomith is like, what? What is this? Goes a little closer, and he looks up and he sees this little hippity hoppity thing going biddy 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 biddy. He's like, suspect. Getting away from the scene. Everyone charge. Tomith, though, runs off. And I think his crew, because there's a captain there, ranked higher. They're like,
Yeah, I think this is his mission.
You head out there. Yeah. We're down over the hill. Down over the hill. For Captain Denwade, for the memory of Denwade. Down the hill. And Tomath, they're like, let him go. He gets these weird hairs in his behind. Just run over there. And so
they're from his fur, yeah. To be fair.
Sergeant Tomath is just stomping along the hill towards this little, what he thinks is just a harmless power droid running away. But he knows droids have answers.
Yeah, yeah. And we see things from WG-22's perspective. Mm. WG-22 is patched up.
Yeah.
He was given not only his buzzsaw arm back and his vibro-ax back, but... like those R2 units have, they made a little bit of room inside his body for some arms that will shoot out at the opportune time to make him a more impressive fighter. But L3's words that he heard as he was being just mutilated stuck with him.
Yeah.
And he has ripped apart his restraining bolt.
Oh, yeah.
With his more advanced feelings.
Yeah.
And he decided, I'm going to get out of here. And I think he's walking away. I think he escaped in the dead of night, and this is as far as he's gotten.
He is motivated.
He's motivated.
Because he now has dreams of becoming the most powerful bounty hunter droid in the galaxy.
That's right. He's heard tell of these other.
I heard tell of IG series droids who go on to do some things. So, yes. He's trying to start a new life.
Yeah, he's heard of this bounty hunter called 4LOM that sometimes people call Zuckus for some reason, but 4LOM is a better droid name. Yeah. And he is walking. He's so proud. He's striding. He's just making amazing time, he thinks. But then he stops, and he turns all the way around, which takes a little while as well. And he realizes, oh, my legs are not as long as my ambitions.
Isn't that life lesson right there?
It really is. He's not made it that far. Fort Ipsa was in the distance, but still, that was like 12 hours ago. And he's like, damn, he thinks in his little droid brain.
Yeah.
And he's just contemplating this when...
Oh, a blaster shot.
A blaster shot whistles close by, almost singeing his metal.
Yeah. Yeah. And he hears in the distance, I could have hit you because I'm good with a blaster. Freeze!
WG-22 looks... He doesn't have the best vision because he's a large battery.
Yeah.
But he has lots of power. So he tries to funnel some of his power into figuring out what this is. And he can't see. Maybe a shape. Maybe a heat signature from a blaster. But whatever it is, it must match the color of the snow because WG-22 can't see it.
Right.
But I don't think that stops him. No. I think he's loud and proud, and I think he lets out a battle cry and starts racing as fast as he can, hopping toward the source of this blaster fire, and he says, "Gong!" And he's hopping. He's hopping.
Are his little arms kind of flailing too?
Yeah, they're going back and forth for no reason. And the saw is spinning, but he's chopping.
Gong!
Hopping.
So he stumbles down the hill a few steps. It takes a while for Sergeant Tomath to get there. And then finally, as Tomath gets closer, he's like, What
does he think? Yeah.
What am I? This is a power. I was hoping to get some information, but it's got weaponry. You know, I never really went to Fort Ipsa. I prefer to read on my lunch breaks. I don't know what's going on in here.
Yeah,
he's not scared. He's just confused.
Yeah, and I think he's like, well, I can't. I mean, I talk so big about this. I can't come back.
Yeah, there's no coming back.
Empty handed.
Yeah.
So I think he's like, all right, fire straight.
Yeah.
Live up to your name. And I think is the gonk droid, the power droid, WG-22 is getting closer and closer. He takes a knee and he really lines up the shot. And I think now there's not that much space left between him. And so he hits WG-22. Nice, solid shot.
Square in the face.
Square in the face.
Which is kind of all body, face, everything.
Abdomen.
Yeah.
Same thing, right? It clearly hurts WG-22.
Yeah.
Gonk! But he's been coated with this larger armor plating, right? Yep.
Stronger armor plating. He doesn't, and he, you know, his intention was, and whoever helped rebuild them. I doubt it was Rally Keeley. You know, they wanted to avoid any, you know, damage in a battle, you know, a droid fight going forward. So it wasn't like blaster proof, but it takes a hit. He takes a hit. He's knocked back, but it doesn't go into his innards. Just a lot of carbon scoring up top there.
Yeah.
So he's hurt though.
He's hurt.
And upset because he just got this fixed.
Yeah, yeah. And he is determined mm-hmm. to get there. And luckily for him, as he is approaching these last little bit here, there's a slight incline.
Okay, yeah.
So he once again screams, gonk, and he leaps on his feet onto his back, gets some momentum, and he just comes sliding, zooming in
right
at the source of that blaster fire. And he can't see because his eye is on the top of his head. But Domoth Firestrait is like, oh, Carabast.
Yeah.
And he tries to get up, but those boots slow you down. So he gets up and he's trying to figure out what to do, but he can't get away in time.
No.
They collide. How does the collision go?
Tomas' right foot is in the air because he's slowly lifting the Scription boots up. And he's like, he's got to his feet, but then the right boot, so he's like trying to step to the side.
Yeah.
He can't make it. And this gonk droid, WG-22 goes sliding into his left foot, and Sergeant Tomoth does this flip-de-doo in the sky, man.
Oh, wow.
It's cartoon-like.
But like, you could have a slow-mo of he does a whole flip-de-doo.
A flip-de-doo. And does a whole flip and lands on his back.
Right. Winded. And before he can even figure out what's going on, WG-22 has pushed himself back up on his feet, and the buzzsaw is going and coming. WG-22 is not going to take any prisoners. He's trying to communicate, but he can only say gonk.
Gonk, yeah.
So he's gonk, 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 gonk. But what he's saying is, you will, I don't even know if there's a price on your head, but you will be my first bounty. How dare you shoot the great WG-22? My name will be the source of fear for decades, centuries to come. You will die. You will die. Gonk.
They will fear WG-22. They will fear me.
The scariest combination of numbers and letters there's ever been. WG-22.
It sounds like a Midwest radio station, but you will fear me.
It is a flight to Toledo. And that buzzsaw comes down right on that big chest, right?
Yes.
Sparks are flying. Mm-hmm. Little bits of snow are melting and
looks
steaming
like metal
around
shop.
Them.
Yep.
What does old Firestrait do?
Old Firestrait realizes pretty quick this is a life and or death situation. So he has to actually, in a way, finish the job while this droid, this crazy droid who's gonking at him and he doesn't understand, he is cutting the breastplate. He has to finish he rips the rest of the breastplate off and then has to time this just right so that the buzzsaw does not go through his chest.
Nice.
And kind of like slides to the left and gets out of the way. The buzzsaw kind of falls off the side and hits a little bit of his jacket, but then goes into the snow. Now snow is just... And now he rolls out. The jacket has to come off too.
Oh, yeah.
And he stands up. Dazed, confused, a little bloody, but... alive.
But yeah, living to fight another day.
Still has his blaster.
Yeah.
Still has his blaster.
And I think WG-22 hit some ice and his saw is stuck. And I think Firestrait takes his opportunity. He's like, you little bastard droid, he says. It's very cool.
Yeah.
And he shoots. And I think he hits the arm and blows it right off.
The bus arm?
Yeah.
You and I have the same thought. Yeah, boom, leaving that arm severed perfectly. Firestrait is a good shot.
Yeah.
And the buzzsaw is like in the ground. It's like a metal flower bursting through the snow.
It's beautiful and it's horror.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
And WG-22 like kind of flies back. Upset. Gonk, gonk, gonk!
Yeah, and now Firestrait's getting cocky. He's like,
yeah.
You little idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You're barely worth my time. just going to take a second to line up this shot and take off that other arm. And WG-22 kind of rears back. It's kind of pouncing up and down on his legs, like getting some air. And he launches himself up. It's not that tall. But
is it similar to Q-Bert in the 80s?
Absolutely. Okay. He Q-Berts himself into the air.
Moon boots, Q-Bert.
Yes. It's all 80s all the time, just like on WG-22, the great radio station, all 80s. He Q-Berts into the air. And
yes,
he has a surprise in store for Fire Strait. Before Fire Strait can shoot that vibro-axe arm off, WG-22... ejects it from its body.
Oh.
It has a little rocket on it. In WG-22, Fire Strait at Fire Strait. Vibroax flying right at him.
Yes. Yes. The Vibroax takes the scope off the rifle. So it comes straight off. Hits the scope and then jams into the helmet.
Oh, it lodges into the actual helmet.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's punctured his face, skull, skin, eyes, nothing like that yet. We don't know. But now imagine this. He's a scopeless rifle. He's got a scopeless rifle and then now a vibro blade arm embedded into his range trooper / tank trooper helmet.
Yeah, and I think the arm of it, the shaft of the vibro axe, is blocking his view. So here he is, a guy who prides himself on being called Fire Strait. No scope, obstructed view. And he thinks, like, that's got to be it, right? And I think he even says, like, all right, you've had your two arms. Now I get my 80 shots. And I think he opens up again with the blaster.
Yeah.
He's missing a lot now, though.
Now he's missing. That scope, even though he doesn't always use it, it's a mental advantage.
Yeah. Does he make contact at all? WG-22 is hopping, dancing as best as he can. Maybe getting on the ground and spinning. He's doing everything he can to avoid this barrage of blaster fire.
Spinning like he's breakdancing in the 80s.
That's right.
Breaking three. Gonk Boogaloo. He hits... All right, yes. Tomoth Firestrait does hit him enough. He's got natural talent as a blaster shot here. Hits him enough, but there's a lot of wild shots. In fact, one shot goes all the way up kind of towards the crest of the hill behind the scene here where Rally Keeley actually turned the corner and was like, hey, where are you going? Ah, and it hits his arm and he goes, I'm going back inside. And he like runs back.
So he hits Rally Keeley from a huge distance.
Yeah,
Rally Keeley didn't even know where that came from, right?
He just was like, someone's like, hey, WG-22's getting away.
He's like, oh, that was a hot. Last night? All right.
Yeah, I can't have that.
And he gets just shot from nowhere.
Yeah.
This is why you never go outside.
Yeah.
He goes back in. Yeah. I love it. And I think WG-22 realizes, I gotta do something or this is the end of my bounty hunting career.
Oh, yeah.
I have to use some of these extra add-ons that are inside my body. He's getting hit a little bit, you know. He's got that hard armor plating, but it's starting to sizzle through. A part of it's starting to peel away. I think one actual big chunk of it already fell off, revealing his much more valuable, vulnerable droid armor.
Yep.
But a little compartment opens.
Yes.
And do you have an idea of what comes out?
Well, no, if you do, there's several weapons.
There's many things.
I can defer to you here.
All right. Well, I think the first thing that shoots out is just a huge ripcord, like a big...
Yes.
It's got a little projectile on the end of it. But WG-22 is actually quite a good shot now that he's really been able to scan and analyze and knows the heat signature, knows exactly where Tomoth Fire Strait is. So that... it launches out. It wraps around those big Gryptian boots. Tomoth... falls back to the snow and WG-22 reels him in.
Okay.
WG-22 is smart enough to know I'm not going to win this fight from a distance. And much like in the character Scorpion from the video game Mortal Kombat, WG-22 is saying, come here, but in gonk. So he's saying, gonk, gonk. Pulling him over.
Yes. So this is what happens, as described. Tomoth is pulled right over. slides into the snow. So the Vibrax is still in his mask, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it breaks off. The Vibrax breaks off. It's still the axe part is still embedded in the helmet. So as he slides towards WG-22, he's thinking on his feet. He's a range trooper. He's not just some normal stormtrooper. He's not one of those lazy beach troopers over on Scarif. As he takes off the helmet.
Yeah.
Throws it at a WG-22.
Nice.
Doesn't do much damage. Clunks, bonk.
Good shot, though.
Good shot. It's just one of those, like, get some aggression out. But now he's in front of WG-22, within real good striking range.
Yeah, and he's holding onto his blaster, but he can't. He's getting tugged around. He can't get a shot. And he realizes everybody around the barracks always makes this joke about him that he's got some fur in his butt. And they mean it metaphorically, but his costume, the furs really do fall off, and he realizes, that's what I can do. I can gum up the works of this droid.
Yes.
And he starts reaching down to that where the fur is on the lower part of the jacket, and he's tugging it off, handful and handful of fur. And as he gets up to WG-22, he just starts ramming it in WG-22's sensors, the peeling armor. He starts jamming it in there, just trying to mess up the functions of this brave little droid.
There's some sparks happening.
Oh, yeah.
And it's working. And so the little rope lets loose. Mm-hmm. So now he's free, Tomoth is. And sparks are coming out, and WG-22 is like gonk, 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 trying to recalibrate and refocus here.
Yeah.
And I think Tomoth stands up.
Yeah.
Blaster in hand.
And I think he clunk puts it right against WG-22's face, abdomen, his whole body right there.
Yes.
And I think Tomoth Firestrait says, "No one can miss at this range.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't miss from far away." Mm-hmm. And he thinks, I need to work on my battle talk. That was pretty cool, but it could be better.
It could need a flow to it.
That didn't make me sound that cool. But the point is, you are done, little droid.
Done.
And I think this is a good point to pause in our combat as we do and decide who we would like to win the battle, who should win the battle, who deserves it, who would win in a straight contest.
You know, I always start the fights out thinking I'm going one way.
Right.
Sometimes it's switched. Sometimes, no, I confirm for myself what I believe. I was rooting for Tomoth.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him. Good kid. But I love this story we've crafted of a droid with his dreams, mm-hmm. WG-22, wanting to go off and be a bounty hunter. So there's something in my heart that says I want WG-22 to win and that maybe he deserves to win.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think Tomoth's done anything horribly wrong here other than shoot first, ask no question.
Yeah. And maybe give himself a jerk name.
Yes. Yes. Turns out his real name is much different there. it's Solo. I think in the end, I'm stalling, but I think my answer is WG-22.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I want WG-22 to be the ultimate victor.
Yeah.
But as violent as I was feeling going into this, I feel like there's something about Tomoth where he's trying to live up to the mantle of being elite. Elite gets thrown around for all these troopers.
Right.
To the point where it's meaningless, right?
Yeah.
Not to range troopers. They have Gryptian boots. This has to mean something. So I feel like I'm proud of Tomoth Firestrait of trying to live up to that name. So I don't think he should die. So I've got some thoughts, but I'm curious to see. What do you think happens immediately next? Because if we feel that WG-22 is not just going to be blown away.
So the blaster's to the front of WG-22.
Yeah. Trying to refocus with all that fur in his
interiors. A little compartment opens up.
Ooh.
Next to where the rope came out of. And out comes and shoots and hits into the neck of Tomoth Firestrait. A Kamino saber dart.
Ooh.
It might be a knockoff brand. Walgreens saber dart. But it's similar. Boom. Hits. Blaster drop. Hand to the neck. Tomoth is like, his training tells him this ain't good.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he pulls it out immediately, and he's so good at using everything around him as a weapon. He tries to stab at WG-22 with it, but it breaks, it shatters in his hand, and he blinks. He's trying to stay, if not alive, at least awake, and everything fades to blackness
slow
for him. And then no time passes from the perspective of Thomas.
Yeah.
But his eyes blink open, and he hears and feels the whistle of the wind, just the incredible coldness on his face that he's not used to without his helmet. It just feels like his flesh is going to rip off.
Yeah.
And he realizes as he opens his eyes, he's somewhere very high on a ridge, dangling over the edge, upside down, that rope on his feet, and and he looks up, and towering over him is WG-22.
Yeah.
Wounded, smoking, but still alive, still fighting.
Right.
And
quite an image.
I think WG-22 starts a monologue. Gonk, gonk, gonk.
We hear it as
gonk, 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 gonk. And Tomas is just like, what?
What are you saying?
What is he saying?
Let me live.
Another compartment opens up.
Mm-hmm.
And Tomas thinks that this is it. I'm dead. And instead, what comes out is this little data pad.
Oh, okay.
That is a translation. It's a readout of what WG-22 is saying. And it's hard to read. He's hanging upside down.
Yeah, yeah.
WG-22 realizes and reorients it so he can see.
So nice of the
Yeah.
Choice.
Very nice, very nice. Leaning over dangerously over this ridge, and it basically says, "Like I had not only more weapons installed, I had this installed because I was taught by the droid L337 that the first step toward droid freedom is communication. I have so many thoughts and so many feelings, and you just see a walking battery that says gonk. I have dreams. I'm going to be a bounty hunter." You can either join me and profit by this, because you are a good shot, or you can die right now.
Love this.
The choice is yours, Organic.
Years later, Luke would hear this story and say, well, if I rework that phrase, you can profit by this or die. This is a good phrase.
It's a good phrase.
How
does this amazing, talented range trooper react?
He's swinging like a pendulum over the cliff here, and he's... Here, taking this all in, he's like, and he's flashing to the memories of being in his headquarters, ranging.
Yeah.
He's picturing reading that hollow book in the corner while his squad mates kind of make fun of him. And he thinks, and he's cold because he's without his gear. He's cold right now. He's like, I could see the galaxy. I can help you. I'll be your first mate. And I got a ship. And I think that's when WG-22 has his own choice.
Yeah. I think it's gonk.
Gonk,
gonk. Gonk, gonk, gonk. Gonk, 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 gonk. And then I think what comes out is we will split everything 70-30.
No more. No less.
No less. And I think Tomas says, fine, fine, for now, fine. Just pull me up.
Only life day off as a holiday.
It's like, enough conditions, please.
Yeah. We work through Empire Day.
And Tomas is begging to be freed, and just different conditions keep popping up on the data pad.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree to it all. I agree to it all.
And with that, this painful groan of steel, the inner strength of WG-22 as he pulls Tomas back up to the safety of the ridge.
Yep. Yep. And so begins the adventures of WG and Tomas Firestrait.
The ultimate bounty hunters of the galaxy. And WG-22 gets his axe arm reattached.
Yep.
And Tomoth Firestraight gets his helmet back on.
Yep.
And they shake hands carefully.
Carefully.
Pew, Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is our main story, but yep. Do you have any post-credit scenes in mind?
We fade out, and then we fade back in aboard a humble ship. They'll need to change this later. WG is sitting there in the cockpit. It's a kind of like the Falcon. It's kind of like a Carillion Corvette type of ship going on there, or a Carillion freighter, I should say. And Tomoth is flying it. He's a good pilot, too. Here's his outfit. He has got the helmet with the crack in it.
Ooh, nice.
He's got another jacket, but shorts and a tank top, because he is ready for a new environment. And the boots. He loves those boots. And they fly off, and they look at each other, and WG says, gong, gong, gong. And Tomoth says, indeed, we shall. And they go to hyperspace.
Blast off. Beautiful. And they are feared and respected and generally well-liked throughout the galaxy. It is great. This is one of those rare episodes of Data Bank Brawl where, like, this is our backdoor pilot. We should do more adventures with these guys.
Yes, we should. A new series, WG-22 and Sergeant Tomoth.
All of our Databank Brawl spinoffs will start with this one. That one was super fun. I love both of those characters. They have lots of reason to fight, and they fought with heart. If there are characters that you want to see fight, let us know. Use the hashtag Databank Brawl. Ken, where can people find you?
You can find me at Ken Napsuck or napsuckfiles.podomatic.net.
And we always like to thank Tony Thaxton for our theme music. You can check out his Patreon at patreon.com/CloudCitySoundtrack and get some great Star Wars songs. You can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/ForceCenter. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram is at Joseph Scrimshaw, and check out my albums, podcasts, and shows on my website at josephscrimshaw.com. You can like Force Center on Facebook and follow us on Twitter is at Force Center Pod. And until next time, as Luke Skywalker once said, well, no one was really listening to him. I care. That's it for Databank Brawl.
We learned, we fought, the glory and the shame. We laughed, we cried, some aliens might have died. Databank Brawl! Databank Brawl! So laugh it up, fun's ball, with Joseph Scrimshaw, the Databank Brawl!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.